Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapters with regard to speech. So we did the chapter with regards to the prohibition of ghibat, and then Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought the exception to the general rule of ghibat. Then he brought the prohibition of speaking lies, and yesterday we did the exceptions wherein lies now become lawful. And then we did a situation where lies also becomes wajib. Now, if you tell somebody that lies become wajib, they'll think that what is wrong with you. But if a person understands his deen in its right context, then he'll appreciate that there are situations where speaking a lie also becomes necessary, becomes wajib. And we gave an example that somebody is coming to harm someone else, or somebody is coming to steal someone's property. And now you are being asked that where is this person? And you know that the person that is asking, for example, is coming with a knife, and he wants to go and harm someone. So at that time you give a, speak a lie, you say he's not here, he's gone, he's not around. Then in that situation, you get absolved. The incident of Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, we explained about Toria, that when there was a warrant of arrest issued for him, then they expected to find, he was a very great alim of his time. So they expected to find somebody with a jubbah, with a sherwani, with an amama. This is what they thought they will find. They came, they saw somebody in a vest and a lungi. And they asked him that we are looking for Mawlana Qasim Nanoti rahmatullah alayhi. So what he did, he just moved a few steps away. And he said he was here just now. He was here just now. So that is Toria. So these great people, even in this situation where it is now necessary to save their lives, as Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explained, it's better to use something as Toria. But even if a person has to clearly lie without using the Toria, Toria is to use words that give a certain impression, a certain meaning, but the person intends something else. Then in a situation like that, although it's permissible to use Toria, these great people, it's permissible to use lies, these great people would now use Toria. So certain situations, it becomes wajib also. This is the beauty of a person understanding deen in context, and he'll appreciate where everything fits in our deen. Such a beautiful deen we have got. So today we start a new chapter. Babul Hasi ala Sabti Fima Yaquluhu wa Yahkihi. The chapter on verifying what one says and relates. In other words, information has come to you. Be careful that you have verified this information before relating it to someone else. Before onward informing anyone, be certain about what you are saying. You have a duty. It doesn't happen such that any information that comes to you, you can just relate it. There's a new trend now. Person receives a message, he'll just forward that message, and in the bottom he'll put the as received. So the next person now receives the message, he'll forward that message to another 100 people, 200 people, 1000 people, whoever it is, and they'll also put the as received. Now that as received is not a redemption. It doesn't redeem you of your duty as a Muslim to verify information before relating it, as we will see in the ayat of Quran Sharif and in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person has a duty to verify the information before relating it. And not everything you receive, you relate. What is necessary to relate, then only you relate. Otherwise, it's better for a person not to relate. The less he speaks, the less he informs, the less he onward tells, the less he sends or broadcasts, the better for him, the less he will be questioned for on the day of Qiyamah. So the first ayah that is brought, قال الله تعالى وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ in Surah Al-Isra. Allah Ta'ala says, do not pursue what you have no knowledge of. Don't follow, go behind things that you don't have ilm, you don't have knowledge of. Why you want to do that? Why does a person want to go behind things that he has no knowledge of? He just received a message, it looks juicy and it will attract attention, and then later a person has to now retract. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. And today, how many people really retract? Once something is said, it's now a thing of shame, where I'm going to go and retract, or rather just keep quiet after that. But after the harm is caused, what is the use of a person? Not even, firstly, a person should be retracting, but now after the harm is concerned, after the harm is committed, person doesn't even want to retract. So that in itself now is a compounded sin. One is to send the wrong message, give the wrong information, and then to hide or to refuse to retract. Now this also is a compounded sin. See, the best thing for a person to have done, just kept quiet. What is the need to mention everything, keep talking, keep posting? This is not the style of a Muslim. وقال تعالى ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. In Surah Al-Qaf, Allah Ta'ala says, whenever any word escapes, there is a guard ready by him. This ayat is mentioned, was mentioned in many chapters. This ayat of Quran, keep this ayat in mind that whenever any word leaves our mouth, the word used escapes, leaves our mouth, there's no way we can take that word and push it back in the mouth, it's gone. If an animal leaves its stable, you can still get that animal back and put it back into its stable. If a bird flies away from its cage, you can still get that bird and put it back. If the fish jumps out of the fish tank, that fish can still be put back in the water. But the word that leaves the mouth, you can't take that word and put it back into the mouth. So be careful, there's an angel, there's a guard that is waiting to record what you are saying. Be very, very careful. That is for the physical tongue. And then you get the second tongue, the tongue of the keyboard, the tongue of the pen, the tongue of the computer, the tongue of the touch screen. Person has to be very careful that he doesn't say the wrong things there. That is also being recorded. So the first hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, كفى بالمرء كذبا أن يحدث بكل ما سمع رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is sufficient for a person to be considered a liar if he narrates whatever he hears. Whatever he hears, he just narrates it. In other words, there is no system of verification of information. What he hears, he's just taking it and he's narrating it. He hears something, he's taking it and he's saying it. This alone, in other words, this basis that he has, this policy that he has, whatever he hears, he relates it. This alone is sufficient to call a person a liar. Even though that information that he's getting may be correct, and he's just taking it and relating it, taking it, but the mere fact that whatever he hears, he starts relating, whatever he hears, he doesn't verify, he doesn't make sure that what he's saying, he's not certain about what he's saying, this in itself is sufficient to classify a person as a liar. What a serious thing this is. Allah Ta'ala protect us, especially in this time and age when information is flooding from all sides. If a person is not careful, he will be categorized in Shariat as a liar just because he is not careful of what he says. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi stated, as long as one has not verified any matter, he should not convey it to others. One who conveys unverified matters is regarded as a liar. As long as something is not verified, one should neither practice on it, narrate it, or inform others, or believe it. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.